Wednesday, April 17th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our Midday Hymn. Help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy law may, that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and single out his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, 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 Psalm 119. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage forever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your statutes in fullness forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, let your word, Father, be a lamp for our feet and a light to our path, so that we may understand what you wish to teach us and follow the path your light marks out for us. Psalm 70, O God, make haste to my rescue. Lord, come to my aid. Let there be shame and confusion on those who seek my life. O let them turn back in confusion who delight in my harm. Let them retreat covered with shame who jeer at my lot. Let there be rejoicing and gladness for all who seek you. Let them say forever, God is great, who love your saving help. As for me, wretched and poor, come to me, O God. You are my rescuer, my help. O Lord, do not delay. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, God, our help and deliver, do not abandon us among the many temptations of life, but deliver us from evil and turn our tears and struggles into joy. Psalm 95, we give thanks to you, O Lord. We give thanks and call upon your name. We recount your wonderful deeds. When I reach the appointed time, then I will judge with justice. Though the earth and all who dwell in it may rock, it is I who uphold its pillars. To the boastful I say, do not boast. To the wicked, do not flaunt your strength. Do not flaunt your strength on high. Do not speak with insolent pride. For neither from the east nor the west, nor from desert or mountains comes judgment, but God himself is the judge. One he humbles, another he exalts. The Lord holds a cup in his hand full of wine, foaming and spiced. He pours it, they drink it to the dregs. All the wicked in the earth must drain it. As for me, I will rejoice forever and sing psalms to God, Jacob's God. He shall break the power of the wicked, while the strength of the just shall be exalted. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, Father, by the passion of your Son, you proclaim the final judgment of the world. When you raise Christ upon the cross, you depose the prince of darkness. Strike down the pride that rules our hearts and raise us to the glory of the resurrection. Repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And our reading for this midday is from 1 John chapter 5, verses 5 through 6a. Who is conqueror of the world? The one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus Christ it is who came through water and blood, not in water alone, but in water and blood. In the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia. In our concluding prayer, merciful Lord, hear the prayers of your people. May we who have received your gift of faith share forever in the new life of Christ. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.